Welcome again to Abounding Grace Fellowship. Glad everyone's here. Glad you braved the rain and came through. Yeah, so you get a good shower before you get here. So, but I want to share a few things. I do want to show you something. We'll go to 2 Kings, please, chapter 4. And I do want to share something with you about God and His provision. Verse 1 of 2 Kings 4:1. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? Tell me what you have in the house. Now, I think this is a great thing to look at, because lots of times when we're looking to God for help, God will turn it back on us and say, well, what do you have? Moses, when Moses was called to lead the children of Israel, the first thing God said, what is in your hand? Moses is saying, hey, this is a tough job. What am I going to do? And God says, what's in your hand? He said, I got a stick. It's a stick, Lord. He said, throw it on the ground. And the stick became a serpent. And he said, now pick it up again. It turned back to a stick. He said, I'm going to be with you. And you're going to use that stick to point at stuff and whatever. Yeah, I'm paraphrasing. But God used what he had. He didn't try to tell him, okay, now go climb a few mountains, find me this particular herb and whatever else, and bring this back to me for an offering, and then you can... No, he started with what they had. And he said, Elisha asked the same kind of question. Tell me, what do you have in your house? She said, your handmaid has not anything in the house except a pot of oil, most likely olive oil. And so here's what he said, verse 3. Then he said, go and borrow the vessels abroad of all your neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. That's a nice way of saying borrow a lot. And King James is following the Hebrew. Borrow not a few means get a lot of them. And when you are come in, you shall shut the door upon you and upon your sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and you shall set aside that which is full. So he gave the clue what's going to happen. You're going to fill the vessels with the oil you have. So he was saying, you know, I told you don't borrow a few, just borrow as much as you can so that when you fill these things up, you know, you'll be able to fill a lot of them. And he said, so verse 5, she went from him, shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said to her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said to her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed, or the oil stopped at that point. So as much as she was able to do, as much as she prepared for God to use her and bless her with this, that's what she was able to get. So when he said, if she wouldn't have listened to the prophet, if she would have just said, hey, okay, I'll have a pot or two, that'll be fine, she would have filled those pots and that would have been the end of it. But she borrowed a bunch of them, evidently, because look what happened. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your children live all of the rest. So that was everything she needed. And God provided it based on what she had. She brought her part, and then God did his part. And it's really important that we always remember that God, it's not that he can't do anything on his own. He didn't need Moses to have a stick. God could have parted the Red Sea without Moses lifting the stick, right? The stick did nothing on its own. But the stick was what Moses had to offer as part of it. And that's how it is with us. We don't always have the greatest thing to offer, but we have something. We might have some time. We might have something that we can do for somebody. We might have time to pray. Maybe all you have at the moment. Maybe you have something you can give somebody. Maybe you do have money you can give in, whatever it is. But it's not a matter of everybody has the same of something. He never told anybody else to fill the pots with oil. She's the one who had the oil, and that's how God used it to provide for her. So I'm encouraging you, well, if you ask God for help and blessing and need, you know, for a meeting of a need, God's going to point you towards something. There'll be something inside, you know, what is it I can do? What's my part? What should I do? Sometimes it is to give something. Sometimes it is to do something. Sometimes God will give you an idea and to sell something. And he'll give you wisdom to start a job or start a business and do something. So there's all kinds of ways that God can meet your needs. But he'll show you something that you can do. And when you step out to do that, just like God did here, he took what she did and multiplied it to make it work for what she needed. God will do that with you. If you'll step out to do what you can do And you reach the end, Lord, this is all I can do. I mean, all she could do was gather vessels and put them in there and have her oil. Then God did what he was going to do. So I just encourage you, don't get discouraged if there's something that you're believing and praying and asking God for and it hasn't come to pass in your life yet. Go and start seeking him. What is it that I can do? What's my part? What should I do? What's my part in this? And God will show you, and God will help you with that. So if you do have an offering and like to give it in, again, after service, you can bring it up front or in the back. And we will definitely use that for the work of the ministry here. And we definitely also pray over these things that the people will be blessed for giving. And let me do that, in fact, before we change the order of the service here. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just thank you so much for being so good to us. And Father, everyone who gives, whether it's here or any place that you direct them, Father, I ask you to show them exactly what their part is in the things that they're asking you for your help. And I ask you to bless the things they give back to them manyfold, just as the ones in your scriptures you've said have you blessed back upon them what they've given, multiplied. And so I ask you, Father, for meeting every need, helping everyone through the situations they're in and out of the situations. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God.